crossing cultural bridges. Say Bismillah, 6-year-old Adila instructed as she handed me a glass of water. Put your hand on your head. No, no, her mother admonished softly in Urdu. Those blessings were for Adila to perform, not for her to use to direct others. The children had already learned so much. I'd begun working with Adila and Kustar several months earlier in February of 2005. At the time, Adila had spoken English in 2 and 3 word phrases. Kustar, 4 and a half, knew far less of his second language. He would watch us solemnly, scarcely uttering a word. The first book I read the children was Sesame Street's It's Not Easy Being Big. Big Bird is a big bird, I paraphrased, spreading my hands wide. As they pondered the world of big and small, the children's eyes, too, grew large. Within a couple months, Adila was reading stories about her favorite subject, Biscuit the Puppy. Her younger brother enjoyed printing letters and creating artwork, but needed far more English language support. As Kustar worked, I kept up a near constant stream of one-sided conversation, describing his actions, what he was making, what colors he was using. He loved to cut. Cut? He would ask. I like cut, he'd announce. I like. I worked with Adila and Kustar 5 days a week for about 4 months. Sometimes their baby sister, too, would join us, toddling over to turn picture book pages and babble to herself in a mixture of Urdu and English. There were days I walked quietly through a prayer circle when I entered the living room. Other days, I would watch the children's auntie arrive at the house, swathed head to toe in black, only her eyes showing. One day, she brought a gift for each child, Adila's adored toy puppies packaged in shades of bright pink and electric purple. Alas, as any Sesame Street character can tell you, it's not easy being big or small or viewing the world from a different place than your neighbor does. The family returned to India later that year. In a handful of months, they had taught me about their culture and about tolerance, love even, in a world of misunderstandings. I can see them still. Watch in the mirror, Adila told me one day, meaning look for us in the window. Every day, for the rest of that school year, I would see the children at the window, all three of them, waving bye-bye. As duffel bag in hand, I disappeared from view.